Is there also something in the whirling that strikes you as very compatible with Islamic theology in general, or with Sufi theology, that might not be apparent to an outsider?
Well, I think you could say that everything in the universe is whirling, is quickened with the force of love. I mean, that fits with the Sufi theology. And so we are like planets. We have to appreciate that. And in order to appreciate that, you have to join the dance. But there are also, you know, there are interpretations. We can now look at whirling and say things. Like, for example, one hand is pointed towards the sky and the other one to the earth. So that's usually interpreted as bringing the heaven and the earth together, mm-hmm. like staying connected with the two. Or the dervishes wear a black robe and a white robe underneath, and then they disrobe the black robe and they dance in their white. That's interpreted as the shedding of the ego.
Right.
But then the master standing in the center doesn't have to do it because he supposedly has tamed his ego. But all of these things have been interpretations later done of the activity of whirling.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, I don't know if, you know, to me it comes across as something much more, much broader and more universal than Islam or any other religion. It's a kind of getting in tune with the moving earth.
Mm-hmm. I also see it, since you talk about play being such an important part of Rumi's poetry and thought, that it is an expression of that as well. And maybe not, you know, maybe we don't have to make complicated.
I would agree. You know that the story about how it started is that it was in the coppersmith's market, and there you can hear all these sounds of hammers and chisels. To this day, if you go to the Middle East, and certainly in Iran, in coppersmith's market, you have all these various craftsmen working with little hammers and chisels, and so it's very musical and very playful. So, yes, I would say that there's a very strong element of play there. But it's also a very controlled play. It's controlled ecstasy. It's reminding ourselves that play also has its limits. So I think it's an interesting combination of both of them.